trillions of dollars, yuan, euros, pounds, rubles, and other fiat currencies are channeled into the climate, pharmaceutical, and military-industrial complexes, siphoning our taxes, service corporation, government, budgets, and human resources without accountability or transparency, year after year, generation after generation. A society has no hunger, homelessness, disease, scarcity, or lack that was not caused by someone's choice or design. There is no problem, issue, or concern that is not perpetuated for the benefit of a corporation's bottom line, or for the malevolent parasitism of special interests and ancestral bloodlines. This is the unfortunate reality of our era. Inflation, interest rates, recession, depression, GDP, CPI, and other made-up fictions and machinations are simply tools used to enrich the game, making it appear real, substantial, and legitimate, with an obvious, tangible impact on the world. And we play along. There are no lies in nature. A quote from Charles Eisenstein. Please stop trying to be grateful. If you feel ungrateful and entitled, if you gripe and complain, take that as a signal of a cutoff from what is true, and do something to remind yourself of the good gift of the world. Here is my simple suggestion. Go outside and find a handful of good earth. Bring it to your nose and take a full breath of it. Just take it in. Release any idea of learning a lesson from it, receiving a teaching, or making meaning. Just take it in and smell of the good earth. May the truth of the world's goodness touch you today. May you again know the full body awe of the gift, the gift, the gift of creation. There is nothing in the modern world that needs to be resolved or corrected, contrary to popular belief. The established structures and narratives continue to evolve only because we choose to suppress our inherent knowing, intuition, artful creative selves, spiritual guidance, and heart-centered presence. Big lies, manufactured histories, and widespread insidious propaganda have been repeated and repurposed for millennia because we choose to give those ideas and beliefs legitimacy, value, and authority over our own better knowing. Don't let them fix your gaze. Jason Kristoff. We are not born ignorant, divided, fearful, self-destructive, suspicious, anxious, or prejudiced. We are designed to be so. Walk on with eyes open.